Good morning.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you all for tuning in again to our show. We know that it's tough on everybody's schedules because everybody is going to Little Rock, Arkansas to see the eclipse.
Yeah, literally everyone that I know right now
literally,
is in Little Rock.
Every single person who I've talked to is like, oh, I would love to get coffee, but I'm actually flying to Little Rock, Arkansas right now. There's an eclipse that I need to see.
So, like, to support all of those travelers going to Little Rock right now, the theme of the show today is both Little Rock and the eclipse.
Yeah, all the rock we play will be noticeably little.
Yeah,
noticeably smaller rock than what we played before,
and the E's will be clipsed, of course.
Yeah, you better clips those E's. If I see any E's in there, they better be clipsed.
If you got one unclipsed E,
yeah,
out of here.
Yeah, the actual theme, at least for me, was stress. I tried to put in some songs, not all of them, that emulated some feeling of stress because
I'm actually writing a senior thesis.
Jeez, Henry, nobody wants to hear about it.
I'm actually writing a senior thesis right now, and I have 1 week left to submit it, and it is hard.
But Henry's doing so well because of the support of listeners like you.
Yeah, guys, I literally couldn't do this without you.
So thank you all.
Thank you so much for supporting.
For all of the constant support you've given Henry.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, without further ado, I think that this song encapsulates both stress and the solar eclipse. It's a solar eclipse.
Oh, God. I wish we weren't doing this on air.
Okay.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get back to you, but I'm pretty certain it's a solar eclipse. If I'm right, then Daniela has to get me a sandwich.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
But anyway, I feel like this song encapsulates both of them. It is London
solar
Calling
eclipse.
By The Clash off of London Calling. Daniela owes me a sandwich.
Draw another breath. No. But while we were talking, I saw you nodding out. London calling, see, we ain't got no hide, except for that one with the yellowy eyes. The ice is coming, the sun's zooming in, engines stuck on it, the wheat is going thin, a nuclear error. But I have no fear, cause London is drowning.
Grew quickly. about the things that I forgot to do. And all the times I had the chance to. I stopped my rambling. I don't do too much gambling these days. I seem to think about how all the changes came about my way. And I wonder if I'd see another these days. These days. And if I seem to be afraid to live the life that I have made in song, it's just that I've been losing so.
We just heard a couple of songs. That was These Days by Nico. You might recognize it from TikTok. That was upsetting when that song blew up on TikTok. No, I don't mean to gatekeep Nico.
Gatekeep.
I don't know. I feel like people who like music always get a little frustrated when like TikTok finds songs that they like.
Yeah, of course. Literally all I do on this show is gatekeep. I have this show so that I can gatekeep.
Okay. A little louder for the people in the back.
I will. Once this next song comes on, I will.
That's actually a great point. Before These Days, you heard When I Was Done Dying by Dan Deacon. Wow.
Lots of D's.
which I think is a very cool song. I didn't know Dan Deacon before the song, but you listeners should know that he's just a kind of like shrubby looking guy.
He looks like a shrub?
No.
He's shrubby?
He's just like...
He's a shrubby
kind of
looking
goofy
guy.
Looking... White middle-aged white man.
He's a shrubby looking guy.
Look up Dan Deacon. I think you'll just be like,
Google image search Dan Deacon right now.
Also snap respond. Looking at the eclipse through phone camera is fine, right? Like if I don't find glasses, I think that it's fine. But please snap respond to that. Henry, what's up next?
What's up next? I should be under arrest because I did something and the universe is going to punish me for it. It is Karma Police by Radiohead off of their album.
Arrest this girl.
Yeah. Arrest this girl. Karma Police. Arrest this man. He talks in maths.
Nah.
Yeah. I just recently started listening to OK Computer again. Especially the remastered, like, 20-year edition that they put out in 2017. It is so crisp and well-produced, and the instrumentation is... It's just... Mwah! It's mwah! Radiohead they just have this talent for putting out like such singular albums centered around like such a central concept, and they all excuse me, I'm getting torn up over here. They all just, I don't know, they embody the concept so well, and it's just like early internet in like 97 worry of like globalization and like getting lost online. That is the vibe of this album, and it's done very well. And the album that came after this was I Hate George Bush. That was the vibe. Very interesting. Anyway, I've gatekept enough.
Have nobody, you guys heard of Radiohead?
Nobody else is a real fan. I'm the only real fan of
Radiohead.
You
probably haven't heard of Radiohead.
I am such a real fan. None of you guys are real fans. It's embarrassing, honestly.
Oh,
So, I Know is the song that just played, which is a Fiona Apple song, but that was that song covered by King Princess, of all people, featuring Fiona Apple. So, I guess King Princess wanted to remake it and have Fiona sing on it. I think that they do a beautiful job. I mean, I already loved the song, and I think that this cover of it is really nice. Not that different from the original, which I think is worthy of conversation. Like, kind of like, what's the point of covering if it's not doing anything new? But I guess it's just like, it's a different artist singing it. Though, frankly, King Princess doesn't even sing it differently. I just think that's a crazy crossover. I mean, King Princess to me is like me late high school, just discovering I might be bisexual, listening to her song Talia on repeat. I actually saw her perform live and it was weird. She's weird. And then everyone starts talking about how King Princess is an industry plant, which I think is funny. Or an nepotism baby, which is true. What is it? She's like the heiress of the Macy's throne, something like that. I don't really know how true any of this is.
Throne one with blood.
It's just like
the path to the Macy's throne is littered with blood and body parts.
Seriously, King Princess, man. I think all of the lore around her is just quite funny, and I have so much respect for Fiona Apple. So seeing them in the same place is just, it's like, well, I have to play that on radio. Enough of that. What's next?
Oh, what's next? we have AT Aliens by Outkast off of their debut album, AT Aliens. I have been listening to this album a lot more, and it's just so solid. Outkast, every time I listen to them, I'm just like, wow, these guys really got the sauce.
sauce gotten.
Legit. Yeah, I mean, these guys just, like, changed. Andre 3000 and Big Boi just, like, changed rap. I am not the first to say that. I definitely won't be the last. The song is kind of funny because it's the clean version of it, so there's some interesting just, like, silence in it. But there are some bars in here. I routinely think about, everybody say, oh, yeah, you're... a lot. Anyway, I've spoken enough. It's time to put on the AT Aliens and back the hell up off. I think that's a line from the song.
Ain't no one better. And when I'm on the microphone, you best to wear your sweater, cause I'm cooler than a polar bear's toenails. Oh hell, there he go again, talking that bend corners like I was a curve. I struck a nerve, and now you're about to see the southern player serve. I heard it's not where you from, but where you pay rent. Then I heard it's not what you make, but how much you spend. You got me bent like elbows, amongst other things, but I'm not worried, cause when we set up in the party, like I'm out, you scurry. So go get your time box and your sack of nickels. It tickles to see you try to be like Mr. Pickles. Daddy Fat Sacks, B-I-G-B-O-I, is that same mother to them knuckles to your eye. And I try to warn you not to test, but you don't listen. Giving a shout out to my Uncle Donnell, locked up in prison.
Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp sh, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp sh, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah.
My oral illustration be like clitoral stimulation to the female gender. Ain't nothing better, let me know when it's wet enough to enter. If not, I wait, because the future of the world depends on if or if not the child we raise gon' have that syndrome. Or will it know to beat the odds regardless of its skin tone? Or will it feel that if in tune it, it just might get picked on? Or will it give a fuck about what others say and get gone? The alienators, cause we different, keep your hand to the sky. Like sounds of blackness when I practice what I preach and don't lie. I be the baker and the maker of the piece of my pie. Now break a breaker, tenfold, can I get some reply? Now everybody say,
throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all that pimp sh, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, yeah. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if
living like fish and grits and all the pimps. Everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah.
Every day I sit while my in school, thinking about the second album at the dungeon, shooting pool like ES to the PN, cause we just to the B in the zone. Honey, I'm home, but I'm not married, carried a lot of problems around, being frustrated, and now I'm sitting at the end of the month. I just made it like you make the B team, and like your daddy's wife, you're making a coffee. You heard the H-E-L-E, and so back the hell up off.
Softly, as if I play piano in the dark, found a way to channel my anger, not to involve. The world's a stage and everybody got to play their part. God works in mysterious ways, so when he starts the job of speaking through us, we be so sincere with this here. No drugs or alcohol, so I can get the signal clear as day. Put my Glock away, I got a stronger weapon that never runs out of ammunition, so I'm ready for war, okay?
Throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimps, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl. Now throw your hands in the air and wave them like you just don't care. And if you like fish and grits and all the pimps, everybody let me hear you say, oh yeah, girl.
You heard the that was from MF Doom's instrumental album. It's just all the instrumentals that he produced for the songs that he wrote. You might have recognized that one if you recognize any MF Doom song. That was the instrumental that he remixed for Rap Snitch Knish's feat, Mr. Fantastic. That is probably his most well-known song. Questionably, I can't remember exactly the song that got me into MF Doom. It's kind of disappointing because it's one of his best, like, instrumentals, but the released version of the song on this album kind of sounds like it was played underwater.
Really?
Yeah, it's like it pans in and out in such an unsatisfying way where it sounds like there's a speaker playing it, and like half the time it's being taken in and out of a bathtub. So disappointing. But I believe we have an announcement, maybe, I don't know.
You want to do the PSA now?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're doing a PSA because we want to spread goodness to the community in which we are a part of. Mm-hmm. And this one is really exciting because it's an acting PSA. So Henry and I will both participate. Henry, do you want to be Karen or Laura? No, you cannot read the text first.
I will be Laura.
Okay.
Chirp, chirp.
So
chirp, chirp.
I'm Karen.
Aha, chirp, chirp, aha, jingle, jingle, aha, chirp.
Welcome back. How was the trip to the river?
Oh, it was just fantastic.
Lucky you, not being around for all of that rain.
It sure looked like a lot of runoff. Anyways, I've got to get going. Let's catch up soon.
Sounds good.
Bark, bark, arr, arr.
Hey, wait, you've got to make sure you pick that up.
Really? But no kids play in this part of the neighborhood, and it's decomposable, isn't it?
True, but all of that rain and stormwater runoff will pick up things like fertilizer, pesticides, trash, and dog waste, which will go down the nearest drains and waterways and end up in streams, lakes, and rivers.
We
need a dog whimper. I can
do. Do we read the voice at the same time?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Make sure you pick up dog waste to keep bacteria out of our water.
We want to keep it swimmable and boatable. Wouldn't want buddy putting a damper on your next trip to the local river. Brought to you by the Mystic River Watershed Association. Okay, so in conclusion. Pick up your poop.
Yeah, if you poop on the lawn, pick it up.
Pick it up when you poop later. Yeah. Pick it up.
Pick it up when you poop.
Wherever you poop. Pick it up. I was on a friend's radio show recently. It was like a talk radio show, and obviously when you're on in certain hours during the day, you can't curse. So that's like most of the waking hours of the day, you are not allowed to curse. And I kept saying the word piss, and he was getting frustrated at me for cursing. What do you think? Is that a curse word?
No,
I don't think. I mean, it's not. It's not polite. Society word,
yeah,
but I don't know where the line is. Curse words are just fascinating. Like, who decided some words have like a heavier like weight to them?
I go by like movie theater, like PG-13 rating,
right? Words. That's what I was thinking with that, but it's still just like there's some words that are just like heinous but not a curse word.
Yeah.
And also, anything that's like a bodily process or a body part shouldn't be a curse word. It's like social stigmatizations
of
the human body. Okay, yep, you're right, sorry. Anyway, the next song is Take Off Your Pants by Indigo D'Souza. After that is Mather Null by Pinegrove. These two songs are just so this past summer for me. I listened to a lot of Indigo, I listened to a lot of Pinegrove, so I'm excited to hear them back to back. I think both of these bands are just a little angsty, a little angry. Is that you being angsty? Get into it. Get into it.
Said, wake up when the curtains are moving out and in. Said that might not be too far from the truth, anyway. I'll buy you.
Henry, I want to let you know that Amelia just texted me, a listener of our show, that she is you and my music taste baby.
Really?
She's like, I love these playlists. I send them to her because she can only listen to half the show. She's like, I think might just be the perfect mix of the both of us.
Wow.
Which is saying something because, like, you and I are really not that far from each other. No. We just try to bring different things to the actual show.
Yeah, exactly. I think I'll, after the show, we'll check our Spotify blend. Anyway, we don't have too much time left, so I'll be brief in my introductions. Coming up next is Connect by Vampire Weekend off of their album Only God Was Above Us. The full album just came out last Friday. And
oh, well, I didn't know the full thing.
So rude of you. I can't believe you just coughed while I was talking.
I'm sorry.
I actually can't believe you. Yeah, I mean, surprise, surprise, they dropped like half the album in singles, and every single song that they dropped was amazing. The album's amazing. It's just like, it feels like pure Vampire Weekend-esque harpsichord, arpeggios, pretentiousness, whatever, but like amped up, and each song sort of does something new and experimental with it. This song, I honestly haven't even listened to that much, but I was like, oh, I like the song, and I haven't played it on the show yet, so I've thrown it in there, and I probably will have more to say after once I remember my thoughts, but Connect by Vampire Weekend.
Connect!
Connect!
And fade for days, you're elegantly wasted. Before you lost your spark, took acid in the park, while living in a basement. Now, is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we kept the box of wax. Lately, I know once it's lost, it's never found. I need to know. The greed is buried in the ground. Hold loosely down. Amsterdam unspooled and trucks sped on the Fedrin. The things we used to see, the sandhogs in the street, the chickens in her bedroom. Now is it strange I can't connect? It isn't strange, but I could check. Walked around to where we met the first time, overwhelmed, and I know once it's lost, it's never found. Thank you.
Still, I can feel the need to change. Need from the inside, but I.
This is Great Songs for Dads, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
And with that, that was Just Another Face by Modern Baseball, some good Midwest emo. We on the show love some good Midwest emo. That was all I needed to say. I've been Daniela this entire time, and that has been Henry, and thank you guys for listening.
Thank you guys so much
enjoy
for listening.
Enjoy the eclipse, even though it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, enjoy, enjoy the eclipse, and please do stick around. DJD is coming up next with the Dance Music Express. We promise that his music will not be as angsty or pretentious as the stuff that we play here.
Don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the eclipse.
Or do.
Yeah, with no glasses or anything and just your bare eyes. Or do, we're not your parents. But yeah, hope you all have a great day and do stick around.